Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. Pierce and Jane are back, ladies and gentlemen. Pierce and Jane are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. These are very cerebral folks, as you can imagine, and they've taught us a lot over the years about personality and how the role that personality plays. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, they've recently returned from a trip to Europe and the Middle East, and I've asked them to take a few minutes and tell us about their trip. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome back to the show. Jane, how are you doing?
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back. This is great.
Good to have you back. Hi, Pierce.
Pleasure to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back, Pierce, and welcome back to the USA.
Thank you.
So where did you go, Jane?
Well, we started off, we are based in Charlotte, North Carolina, so we flew from here to Barcelona, Spain.
Yeah.
I had to do a certification program, interestingly enough, for a major corporation on our personality assessment that
right.
we talk about here on your show. And so we...
I love it when you get to go to... I love it when you get to go to Europe on a business trip.
That's right.
That's right.
So there we were in Barcelona doing all the great things you do in Barcelona. One of the nice things is our hotel was just a few blocks from the Mediterranean. So
ooh.
We would stroll over in the evenings at sunset and just have a great view of...
Did you like Spain? Pierce, did you like Spain?
Spain, Jane enjoyed it more than I did because she knows the language, and knowing the language is always a leg up on the situation.
Of course,
but
yeah
I was. Barcelona is a beautiful city, and it. I hate to say it, but it looks very Western. I guess what I should really say is that the U.S. looks very Eastern.
So where did you go? Where did you go from there?
From Barcelona, we flew to Berlin. Pierce has wanted to go to Berlin for years since he was with the U.S. Army and was in military intelligence and couldn't go into Berlin because of being in East Germany.
Right.
So we went there and heard a friend make his vocal debut with the Berlin Philharmonic.
I see. And then, did you go to the Middle East from there?
We did.
Where'd you go?
We flew to Amman, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing some work for the U.S. Department of Commerce there. And we were at a hotel right on the Dead Sea. So we were looking at a gorgeous, gorgeous scenery every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in a safe location because this was right after the assassination in Libya. And in fact, we had some people from Libya that we worked with during the
assassination. So you guys just got back, didn't you?
We just did.
What is your perspective of, and give us a little perspective on the economies in those places that you were, Pierce. What did you see there when you were in? You know, Spain's had a lot of issues with their debt and the whole region's in a recession. What did you find?
Well, every place that we visited seemed to be thriving. Nobody was pinching pennies anywhere. That may have been the characteristic of places that we were taken. But I really saw no apparent evidence of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Even in feeling safe was the name of the rule of the day. We were in Amman, Jordan, driving 3 hours from the Dead Sea to Petra, where we were able to enjoy the ruins. And on the way, we were driving through a little mountain village, and we stopped beside the road, and I got out with the driver, and we went to two old men that were operating a fruit stand and bought some fresh fruit.
Uh-huh.
And the feeling the whole time was one, basically, I felt like a foreigner, but I felt safe. I felt basically like a citizen of the world, and the people that we were dealing with were. Now, Jordan is in an interesting position right now.
Right.
Most of the citizens of the Middle East are vacationing in Jordan.
Exactly.
Because it's relatively safe.
Yeah,
People feel comfortable going in and out.
Well, it's very, very interesting. I'm glad you guys had a great trip. And when we come back, we're going to ask Pearson Jane to talk to us about this issue of stereotypes. How, you know, we all have the tendency, don't we, to stereotype a little bit. And so they're going to talk about how to avoid that, and especially in this global economy, folks. You've heard me say this before. As you continue to operate your small business, you are in a global economy. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.